Hello guys, Jack here from Jack Makes Happy Hour podcast, and yes, the rumours are true, we're heading back out on tour in May 2024. 68% of the tickets are already sold out, but there are still a few left at Edinburgh, Newcastle, Manchester, Birmingham, Leeds, Cardiff, Sheffield, Nottingham, Bristol, Bury, and our home city of Norwich. So, don't waste any time, grab your tickets today, and come and watch me, Alfie and Robbie live.
And me.
Mainly me, Alfie and Robbie, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
HappyHourLive.co.uk. See you in May.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Jack Makes Happy Hour. Has anyone else done anything?
Yeah, well, I've got a short one.
You jump in with that then. I know you've got a short one, but you've done it.
Oh, that's it. Right, we're ready, guys. We're
tiny
ready.
Tiny cook.
We're
tiny cook.
That's a little shuttle run done.
Yeah. Okay, ready, Fee?
Yeah.
Three, two.
Wank.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to Jack Makes. What'd you get a little wank in there for?
That's how he used to warm up for the old days, wasn't it?
What, with a little wank?
Wanker. No. He's a wanker.
Yeah. Bastard. Bastard. Get one in, Al. Feels good.
Nonce.
Yeah, that
sounds good. Quite harsh.
Yeah.
They were saying we're at a point now that I just abuse myself. And Robbie was saying that there's probably going to be a day soon that I can just sit here and just insult myself for an hour.
I was asking you to punch yourself in the head.
I'm actually, yeah, quite insulted by it all.
He did it. He knocked himself out. It was really, really sad.
Strong.
Before you got here, we nearly cancelled the pods just to throw eggs at him in a park.
Really? It's genuine, isn't it?
Yeah, genuine. We're in the egg shop earlier.
The egg shop?
Well, it does other things too.
Yeah.
But mostly eggs. And there was like an aisle with like loads of eggs.
Yeah.
And we just said to Stevie, how much would you have to be paid for us to just buy all these eggs and go to the park now and just throw eggs at you for an hour?
How much do you think he said?
Grand.
500 quid.
Really?
So we were like,
that's decent, isn't it? Just some eggs thrown at you.
But we said you've then got to get the train home because you're not getting the car.
You'd split that three ways?
Yeah.
You'd pay as well.
Yeah. Can we do it after?
No, because I've got to get the train home.
Well, that's the
point.
That
was the deal, yeah. You said you would.
You said...
He was almost doing it, and we were saying, yeah, we'll pay.
I'd get the train here to do that.
To throw eggs on me.
What, you would do it? Would you go lower than 500?
No, he's saying he'd throw them at me.
I would. No, fuck no. Yeah. I've got some self-respect.
I haven't.
Have you?
Mate, there aren't many things I wouldn't do 500. Send the 500 to me, we'll do it after this.
We'll do it then.
How long do we throw for?
An hour?
Well, until you run out of eggs.
An hour. We'll buy as many eggs as possible.
I think you have two throwing and then one person constantly... But then you switch it round.
No, because you take time. I'm going to be throwing left-handed as well, aren't I? So
you can really just take different angles.
Take time, and I'm just going to go bosh on the head.
Yeah, but I would quite like to maybe throw three at once sometime.
Yeah,
we've got to have some distance between us.
I don't want to run out of eggs and then be running to the shop, whereas if one goes, while the other two are throwing.
We'll buy all the eggs in one go.
Because once the hour starts, then that's it. We can't wait for us to go to the shop.
We've got to have some distance between us as well.
No.
You're not doing it from this close, because that'll hurt.
Go like that, bang.
Yeah, that's fine, but I'm saying you can't lob it at my...
We're not going to be cunts.
We're not going to hurt you. We're not going to hurt you.
Hurt you? We're just going to humiliate you in public.
I'm all right with that.
Degrade you.
100% all right with that.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's actually
500 divided by
why
three.
Why is that mental? That's more than I've earned on this pod in 5 years.
Well, I it's 100 of 500 divided by
150. 167 each.
If we do it, we can just insert the footage after this. So the listeners are going to know, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, can we not just do that?
He wants to get a video out of it, doesn't he?
Well, he can do a video as well, can't he?
Why don't we do a video for Happy Hour Channel?
Right
there, we can any money that's left that we don't make an ad revenue from that video, mm-hmm. we'll pay between us.
Am I an embarrassment?
Okay, I will split. We'll do it on the Happy Hour thing.
Yeah,
and we'll split the revenue three ways to try and make our money back.
Cool.
What, no, surely I get a part of that as well.
No, you get 500 quid, mate.
Yeah, but you can end up earning more and getting
the
product. Yes,
that's the risk. That's the risk.
No, because I'm losing even more.
No, you are getting paid.
I should get the best reward.
You're getting a flat fee.
Yeah, wait. right now, you are, right? You're a card dealer at a casino, right?
Yeah.
You're getting paid to provide that service. We could rock up and win 10 grand on your table, but we're taking the gamble.
Yeah, but the card dealer's not losing anything.
Also, for us to get 167 quid, it would have to get quite a lot of views.
All right,
how about we
do it and he just gets the ad revenue from the video?
Yeah, if you think it's going to get so
if you're going to do so well, you don't get any cash up front,
yeah.
You get the ad rev from the video.
No, I'll take the 500.
Okay.
We get the ad rev.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we just need to get everyone to go and watch that video. Click on the ads, share it around.
It's happening.
Yeah, we're doing it, yeah? Shake on it.
How many mid-rows? Yes.
You need to explain that.
Shake on it.
Oh, this... He's
Stevie.
Stevie is always saying he'll do things he'll never do.
Hold on.
He is.
Here's the loss for me here. If I don't do it, you'll call me bottler. If I do it, you'll call me pathetic.
And you get 500 quid.
No, we won't call you pathetic.
Yeah. This is how bullying works. Have you never... Right, there you go. There we go.
We're doing it after.
We're doing it.
I want the money first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just...
Yeah.
I'll transfer you now.
Yeah. I'll transfer it now. But then you can't just go home.
I'm going home with you.
No, you're not.
Oh, you've got to pay for my train as well, though.
No.
Whoa.
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If you're forcing me to get a train
we'll
home.
We'll take it out the ad. We'll take it out the ad.
It'll only be like 30 quid.
All right, 30 quid, we'll pay that.
Tenner each.
This is fucking beautiful.
So many eggs in that shop.
Really?
We're going to lose like 170 quid each.
We're going to have to pay like 50 quid in eggs.
Or we're going to make thousands. And I think we're going to lose hundreds of quid.
Yeah.
Shall I elephant in the room?
Hmm.
Do your joke. That's not irrelevant.
You've got to say a joke will work. You have to say it irrelevant. And then
you don't mention elephant.
Then I say it. No,
you want to know something irrelevant?
No, that's irrelevant.
Good. Broke my finger at the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh.
Broke my finger, and you know what I'm like with my health anxiety.
Does that contrast? That includes fingers?
Not as much. Because I kind of knew I'm not going to die. And that's always rule one of health anxiety.
Mm.
Although I did see my mate over the weekend and he said to me, is it terminal? And Fiona went, not really something you say to someone.
Was that a joke?
What's terminal?
No, he just went, is it terminal?
What does that mean?
I don't know, but I started...
Is it going to be wonky forever?
No, are you going to die? And I started to think of all the ways, like maybe they'll find some... can in my knuckle.
No.
Can.
Not can.
You can't get it in the old...
You can get it anywhere.
You can get it in the tat.
Probably.
Well, yeah, you probably can.
Bob Marley got it in his toes. I think.
I think. That's a weird thing to just think.
Make up.
Yeah.
This is a weird start to a podcast.
No, it's fucking amazing. This sums up Happy Hour, I think.
This is fucking amazing. Like, it's fine. I don't think it's fucking amazing.
I think it's quite shit.
So you broke your finger. Did you do it in a cool, interesting, exciting way?
What would be a cool, interesting, exciting way for him to do it?
Well, I actually
Rage
did.
Room? Crazy stunt performed by cool guy?
No, I jumped up, scissor kicked.
Yeah?
Connected with this ball, sweet as you like, scored top bins over a kick.
What's that got to do with your finger?
I fell on my finger and then it...
Okay, what actually happened?
Under all your muscle.
Yeah, 1-0 on the scoreboard though.
What actually happened?
They had a scoreboard at Sunday League.
Chalkboard.
Yeah.
No, I didn't actually. Some player ran past me. I grabbed his shirt to stop him.
Not allowed to do that.
No, you're not allowed to do it. And I grabbed it. He's twisted to say, get the... Well, he actually did say that. He said, get the fuck off me. Twisted. My finger kind of got caught within the fabric. And I heard it snap. I heard it go like that. But I thought I'd ripped his shirt. But the play continued. So he went, ref, he's fucking... holding my shirt, the prick, or whatever. And I've looked down and my finger sort of bent outwards. And I went...
Was it instant pain?
It was more shock. I was still running at the time. I was still playing on. Mm. And I was just like, oh, like that. And I carried on running. And I looked and saw it was like facing the other way. And and he went, ref, he's pulled my shirt. I went, don't worry, mate. I think you broke my finger.
Yeah.
And then I tried to I weren't mentally there anymore. I just kept looking down.
You won't be. You broke your finger.
Yeah.
That's going to be the focus of your attention.
Yeah. But then, my team was shouting at me that I'd lost my man. So I was, trying to
get... Did they know you broke your finger? No.
I kept going to, the people around me. I broke... And they didn't care because they were in a game.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They were still like...
Why don't you go down?
I did think of going down, but then I thought, I can't. That's not a...
Why?
Because I'm still stable.
No, but you could have gone down and gone,
Yeah, but you wouldn't go down for your hand, would you?
I was sort
of... Like, just a signal. Something serious is going on here.
Or why don't you just join a team where when you say you're breaking your hand, they go, oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah, surely.
Just call your shit out or whatever.
Surely yeah. Everyone took it really seriously and were really worried for your health.
No, so I was then trying to get back into position to mark. And as I kept looking at it, and you know me, I'm a bit of a hypochondriac, right? So I started to go a bit white. I thought I was going to faint at one bit. So, and then I just weren't in the game anymore. So like the guy was just having a shot and that was my man. And then I...
Did they go, what are you fucking...
They were going, what are you fucking doing? And I just... That's when I looked at my manager and went, mate, I've broke my finger. And he said, no, you haven't.
Huh?
He went, no, you haven't. Carry on. And so I carried on for another minute.
What does he mean, no, you haven't?
He said, no, you haven't. Carry on.
Does he have the eyes of a hawk? How could he see your finger from there?
He also said, I've broken a nail.
I broke a nail.
Yeah, he said you broke a nail. Carry on.
Breaking a nail is quite visible.
Saying you're a girl because only girls get hurt.
Do only girls have nails?
No, but that's like I broke a nail.
Yeah, I think that's very much what was implied. Yeah.
He was right.
Why are you playing for him?
No, sounds like he. No, I was going to say that actually.
Well, yeah. What? I don't get why you go there.
Just to get fit.
But they're not nice people.
Your finger's not working, is it?
But so that's
the opposite.
So in the end, obviously, I took me off, give me a cold thing to put on it.
Ice pack.
And then I went into the changing rooms and was just looking at it and didn't really know what to do. So I went to A&E. And then when I was in A&E, I kind of thought, like, it's actually not that bad, is it?
What, A&E or the finger?
Just no, like just because there was a lot of people in there that had a lot worse than me.
Yeah.
Such as, what'd you see?
I saw an old man, mm-hmm. right, with bandage on his head, covered in blood, and he was still cracking jokes.
No
like
way.
80, I thought.
He'd gone up for a header.
Yeah. Broken nail. Yeah. he was sat there and he was going, oh, I don't want to be in here. And his wife was going, let's pick a name.
Sandra.
No, his name.
What the hell was I meant to know that?
Okay.
Barry.
Barry. She was like, Barry, I'm going to go move the car. And he was sat there. He's going, I'll come with you. And she went, no, you'll stay there. And he was like, I'll come with you. She went, you'll stay there. And these two lovely ladies, and there was two random women, probably in their 30s. She went, these two young ladies are going to keep an eye on you. And he went, oh. That'll be the first time some young ladies have kept an eye on me for a long time. I like you. There was another guy who came in with his leg up and he was a rugby player and had snapped his leg and it was facing the other way. And I got seen
facing
before
the
him.
Other way.
I got seen before him. I sort of walked in there eating a packet of crinkly.
What if I thought, no way, if my leg's the other way, I want them to go get him in now.
Yeah, I know.
His leg's the other way.
He was there like this. He was there like with his leg up and he was going. And I swear, I was sat there, one hand on my phone playing poker, and I was eating crinklies with my broken hand. And I did think he should be seen before me.
Yeah.
But what do you do in a situation like that? You don't go, take him instead.
Surely they just rushed him through.
Yeah. I think he'd already probably been seen, and then they were waiting for the next bit.
They do the triage bit, don't they? They see
Yeah. And I think it's quite rude of you to eat your crinklies with the hand they're going to see, because that might smell a bit. Why didn't you eat the crisps with the good hand and hold the phone in the...
She did. I can't hold the phone. It's painful. She did ask me to wash my hand when I went in.
Yeah, because it's covered in crinkly cheese, powder and cheesy smell.
Yeah.
Right.
She said to me when I went to leave, this was Saturday night, she said, got any questions? I said, I've got one that might be a bit stupid. She went, I went, can I play football tomorrow morning? And she went... That is a stupid question. No, you can't. So I'm out for a few weeks.
So what's the recovery time looking like?
I've got to have an operation on Friday, Stevie.
What are they doing?
Can you come?
You can come, yeah. Yeah.
I'm busy.
Can we throw eggs at you whilst you have it done?
they're putting some pins in it and then twisting it back. Yeah, it's going to hurt.
That sounds rank.
Well, I'm going to have a regional block, so no.
What's a regional block?
Is that like a local anaesthetic
position?
Yeah, no, they're going to numb my whole hand and then I put it through a sheet so I can't see it anymore.
Oh, I'd want to watch it.
Where's my hand gone? Whoa! Oh, is your doctor Dynamo?
I've got to say a shout out to a few people on Instagram though, right? Mm-hmm. Because I put up a picture of the X-ray. I was mainly putting the pitch, like, I didn't want to be like, oh, look at me, I've been in hospital. But because my football team, they all fined me. Yeah. I got fined.
What?
They do a thing at the end of the game where they open court, right? And then you give
a fine. They open court?
Yeah.
Right. So that court is, someone goes,
someone goes, court's open. And if you're on your phone, that's an instant fine. So they'll say, court's open. Everyone sits there with their phone down like that. Mm. And then it'll go round. It'll go, Alfie, who are you giving a fine to today? And you go, oh, I'll give it to Stevie because he almost scored an own goal.
Yeah.
Or I'll give it to him because he played Eminem in a changing room, right? And stuff like that. And then I weren't there, was I? Because I went, yeah. And then the fine list come through and I had like the second most amount of fines. So I said, why have I got fines? And they said, overreacting, going to the hospital. So when I saw the x-ray and the break. Oh,
Fee, can you just play that part from earlier when I said to Jack, why do you play with these people?
They sound like they should go to actual court.
Yeah, like just leave them.
Go find a better team. Loads.
It's like you're stuck in an abusive like friendship.
Yeah.
No, it's all right.
How much is it all right?
Yeah. Why are you shouting out people on Instagram?
Why do you just spill coffee all down your... Start using your other fucking hand. Why? Just spill coffee all down yourself.
Right, oh yeah. I want to do a shout out to... Because I'm always the first to sort of like slag off people on the internet when they say things I don't like. So
oh, yeah,
I want to do a shout out to LewisM0110 on Instagram, Lewis Mayer, because... when I was in A&E, I genuinely was a bit worried, actually. I did think, like, everything comes in my head, like, oh, they're going to take my fucking finger off and overreacting like a little knob. But this guy, I put the picture on, and this guy replied to me, and he broke broke his hand in two places playing five-a-side, and he sent me pictures, and it looked a bit similar, obviously a lot worse. Yeah. But, and then he just talked me through it and just put my mind at ease, and he was like, mate, let me know how you're getting on and stuff like that. And then another guy, Alan Jones... I'm going to ask him if we can keep this in, but he sent me this picture and it really put it into perspective for me. He said, could be worse, mate.
Wait. Is it off?
Dan Byrne?
He's had the same finger, but chopped off. Yeah, like Dan Byrne. Yeah.
Dan Byrne don't have a fingy.
Why do you have it
chopped off?
No,
Dan Byrne's got nine fingers.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He said, just in the story about your finger, Jack. Hope you're doing well, mate, and a speedy recovery. Just remember, it could always be worse.
But at this point, he didn't know whether you were going to need yours amputated.
No, I know.
Imagine it could be worse. And you've gone, mine's got to be cut at the lower part of the knuckle.
He crushed his finger in foldable steps at work.
Don't want to hear about it.
HGV driver. Four procedures later, my finger.
I literally cannot imagine the mess that would have looked like.
He said, right.
What are the procedures after cutting off the finger? What are the other three?
Well, because they cut a little bit off and then more got infected and they had to keep dropping it there. He could lose his whole body at one point.
just inch by inch.
but he said he caught it in these foldable steps on this lorry and he said he was wearing a glove and he thought, when I take it off, my nail's going to be black. And he took it off and it was like, my finger's crushed. It's mush.
Oh, I hate bones.
Like a mouldy pear.
I fucking hate everything like that.
So anyway, right. So I'm on the way to the hospital this morning, right, to see the surgeon. and we're driving down the road. Fiona's obviously driving because I struggle with it. Not anything to do with that. I just struggle at driving. And then... And so, you know the long road in Norwich Sweetbriar with Burger King?
Yeah.
Was coming up to the roundabout, like all the way down the other end.
Yeah.
And I was sat there. I was in a bit of a foul mood anyway. But like, not, just because I'm on the way to the hospital, I had to do this.
So this is the...
Just before we knew he got to throw eggs at Stephen.
Yeah.
This is the 40-mile-an-hour road.
Yeah.
And then there's two lanes at the end.
Yeah, and this is about...
Oh, yeah.
It's about 10 in the morning. And I'm sat there and looking ahead. And in the wing mirror, I can see the car that's approaching. And there's this guy, and he's quite irate, and he's shouting, right? Mm. And I'm like, I spin around, I think, surely he's not shouting at us. Turns out he was. But the whole time, right, I had my window down the whole way and I'd just had a coffee from Starbucks. It was boiling hot, so weren't doing anything wrong, right? Yeah. I had my hand on, like, where your window sits with my coffee there.
Yeah.
Not out the window because I could drop my fucking coffee. Yeah. I've just got it there like that to cool it down a little bit, right? And he's shouting and something and he comes up to the side of me. And I just turn round and I go, what's your problem? Like that. He does the window down. I go, who the fuck are you shouting at? Right? Because he's screaming, looking in my direction. He goes, what's it got to do with you? Right? And then I'm like, what are you fucking shouting at me? He goes, get your coffee in. And I go, what? It's in my car. He goes, yeah, like that. And then he's wearing these bright...
Wait, what does he look like?
Right, mate, this is quality, right? I'm fuming.
At the minute, you're so hard.
Yeah, I go.
Not in that way, as in no. Like, tough guy.
I'm like, who the fuck you shout? I've just lost it. Like, Fee didn't know what I was doing.
Oh,
Fee
my God.
I go, who the fuck you shouting at? He goes, get your coffee. And I go, what the fuck are you on about, mate? It's in my car.
Oh,
and then, I was like, why does he care?
Yeah, Fee as well. Care? Fee's like Ronnie Pickering's wife. Sitting there like that, static.
He's wearing...
I feel like a red you're getting telling this.
So good, though. He's wearing these round glasses that are yellow tinted, right? And I go, look at your fucking silly glasses.
Why have you insulted his appearance?
That's right, because he's coming at me. I go,
he's coming at me. Go, get your coffee in.
I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was something like, as hazardous or your fucking whatever. And I was like, what are you on about? Well, look at your silly glasses, you fucking knobhead. Like that, right?
Yeah, that is good. That would have hurt him.
And then I promise this is true, right? I swear to God this is true. He drove off, right? And I was going fucking knob like that. And he kept driving. We go whatever on the road.
So you've both been straight in the roundabout.
Please tell me he's the surgeon.
With his surgical glasses on. Yeah.
And we pull up the side of a car. It's him and he's taking the sunglasses off.
Oh.
That is actually fucking heartbreaking.
However, he starts on me again, right? So he sees me and I'm just looking at him and I do feel a bit bad. I'm like, he's took the glass off. He looks at me and he's going, you fucking dickhead, blah, blah, blah. So I just do the
window. How old is he?
Probably about 40. So he goes, you fucking dickhead, blah, blah, blah. So I do the window down and for some reason, because he had a little white tash.
Right? Mm. Who is this guy? He sounds like a guest who.
It's incredible.
He went, you fucking dickhead, fuck off. And I was like, I'm not even saying anything now. So I just did the window down. I went, you look like Hulk Hogan.
You ugly cunt.
No. I said, you look like Hulk Hogan, you cunt. And he drove off.
I'm not going to be muscling.
No, I looked at me and I went, is Hulk Hogan good? Is that good?
He'd probably be like, oh, thank you. Yeah. Was he a hot, tough guy, do you think?
No. I'll tell you who he looked like.
This if he's a tough guy, wasn't he?
I will tell you exactly who he looks like, but I couldn't say it to him because it's quite niche, right? But you might know. Do you know who Snowy Danger is?
I recognise the name.
A guy on Instagram. It's a guy on Instagram. He does a lot of drug humour and he's a rapper. He looked exactly like Snowy Danger.
So what would you have done if he had got out his car?
Well, I couldn't do anything, could I?
What would have you done?
I'd have just called him.
Would you have
knob.
Got out or stayed in?
Yeah, I'd have
in.
Had to get out, but...
And then he's like, let's fucking go then.
And then I'd be like, I can't.
Why?
Because I'm weak. Yeah, he looked exactly like that with a white tash.
Just a normal bloke.
Yeah.
Yeah. But very, like Tintin, very blonde. And I don't know why I called him.
He doesn't look anything like Hulk Hogan.
No.
Huh?
Who could you have said white tash?
Tintin.
You look
Tintin,
like Tintin
doesn't have a white tash.
Tintin.
Like little fake, little thin sliver. Like
look, Tintin?
Like...
I've got you to about 12.
Yeah, yeah, Tintin's dad.
Yeah, Tintin's dad.
Yeah, Tintin's crack addict dad.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think he had an anger problem. Because there was no reason for him to be shouting at me at all.
Bit irresponsible of you to have your hand out the car window when it's broken, though.
No, it's his left hand.
Left hand. And
and
it went out of the car. It was resting on the car.
Right, this is the car.
This is the car window, yeah. So that's the car window.
Yeah.
It's like that, my coffee's there.
You're fine. Oh, the wrist is tilted inwards.
Inwards?
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to have
it.
Out
the window.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter anyway where your coffee is. None of his business.
Did he have a nice car that he didn't want the coffee to go on?
I don't know.
What was his car like?
I can't remember. I was too busy looking at his fucking silly moustache.
Some people get so angry. I think I mentioned it before when I was driving in Kent once and I came off the road onto the M25. And it was quite quiet.
Sorry.
Okay.
I just absolutely stink, Robbie.
Why? Why do you stink?
Robbie was just talking.
Sorry. I just thought I can smell BO. And I was like, that's got to be this cat.
Why do you stink?
Oh, no, I've had a sweaty day.
Have you showered today?
Yes.
You've had a sweaty
you shouldn't
day.
Stink this
You've
quick.
Been driven.
This yesterday.
Why?
Do your clothes stink?
And me.
What's your sweaty day? You've been driven to the hospital and driven to London.
I've had a stressful morning. I'm fighting with Tintin and I had my fingers amputated.
It doesn't matter now.
Sorry, Robbie.
That's all right. I've told it before. Yeah.
My final thing, and then we can get into the episode. Do you remember a couple, like maybe 3 or 4 months ago, I told you a story when I was in B&Q and I showed my phone had Becky's boobies on it.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Happened again.
You got the same breast.
No, not her.
Who?
Danny D's cock. I was looking at
my Danny D's cock.
I look at every video he does, right?
No, you don't.
I do on Twitter. I do.
Why?
I'm not when he's like pumping females.
not when it's with a woman.
I don't know why, but females is the worst word you could have said then. You're pumping
away. Pumping. It's not because it's a man. I'm just wondering why you look at every video.
Because he does a lot of just putting his penis in like vicarious situations. So it's like, he'll
Bear Grylls.
Vicarious.
He'll like make it smoke or something. I don't know. Or like draw
a... Huh? How does it inhale? That makes no sense to me at all.
Put a cigarette in it.
I don't know. We'll like make
you
it.
You don't know. You're like, what?
You can't name one thing.
You just like looking
the
at
other,
his cock.
No, the other day he was stood on his girlfriend.
What?
Like that. Yeah, she was laid on the sofa. He was stood on his girlfriend with his big thing out. And he was
what?
Surfing.
Why
her.
Can you only say thing now?
Surfing her?
Surfing her like that. And it was going everywhere. And
the cock seems secondary. What's that supposed
to be? No, because she's filming it from that point of view. So the cock's staring you in the face.
Right.
Yeah.
And you like
why
that?
Is he standing
no,
on
no,
her?
No, but I'm fascinated by it. So I watch it and I think, oh, he's just...
What are you thinking while you watch it? Let's see.
Like, that's mad.
No, wait. Cocks and
yeah, because it's weighty.
Do it in first person. Okay, so you're looking at your phone. What do you say?
Mad.
What does your brain say?
I'm like, fucking hell, that's mad, and it looks quite intimidating from that angle. Reminds me of my granddad has a thing called a Newton's cradle. Do you know what that is?
Yeah,
sort of reminds me of that.
So hold on, you're out and about and you're looking.
You see every single one of these. You think the same thing.
I stop and I watch them.
You think that is still insane.
So you're out in a shop.
So this time I'm watching it. I think I'm at a drive-thru, right? And I'm just watching it in the car like that, and I stop because I order. Then I go to the drive-thru window and I get my card up to pay. I'm like,
oh, for fuck's sake! He's not with it today.
That was quick feet. So it's like this happens loads at home as you nosed already.
That was really strange as well.
Yeah.
I don't know how you... You have drunk none of that. It's all down you, and then you've done it twice.
So I go to pay, and my credit card's on the screen, and then it doesn't work, it doesn't go through, so I go, sorry, let me try that again, let's wipe it off. And you've just got down...
Surfing.
He saw it.
What? Stop... Okay, here's how you solve the problem.
Right.
Wait till you're home. And then
so
watch all these things.
I'm not going to go back to it. I never go back to it. I just see it when it's there. So
just put a save it or something.
Is that... No, you can't
or,
save it.
No, but why do you need to watch at the time? Why can't you just go, I'll catch the next one when I'm at home?
Do you not want to watch it now I've said it?
No. I can... Is it a big penis? There we go. I've seen his penis once in one photo that you showed me, and I never thought, I wonder what it looks
people?
Like.
Why are you
I
showing?
I never thought to myself, I wonder what it looks like
would
surfing.
Would you want to see it in more sort of day-to-day situation?
That's not a day-to-day situation.
No, I feel like I've seen it now. It's like the Eiffel Tower. You can green screen it and put a different background on. It's the Eiffel Tower. I've seen it. It's massive.
Yeah, but don't you want to see how it interacts with the world?
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Like, do I want to see it moving?
You kind of do, though.
But I understand what you're saying. Like, it's in different scenarios. Like, what's the weight of it?
Yeah.
Like, you'd probably like to have a little, little cup.
Yeah.
That was heavier than I thought.
I reckon
like,
let
if
you
put
do
that in a little, you know, when you go to the butcher's and you buy sausage meat and it comes in that little cling film bag?
Yeah.
If you put all of his junk in one of those bags, how's that going to feel compared to the pound and a half of sausage meat that you
should
get?
Has he done that?
I bet you do it.
He should do a butcher. He should be a butcher.
Should do a butcher.
And then she's like, oh, just, I'll have 10 ounces of sausage. And he's like, oh.
10 ounces? Not a lot.
I don't know, the weight. What? How much does his...
I don't think it's a lot, is it? 10 ounces?
How much is 10 ounces? That seems like a lot of...
What's an ounce compared to like a pound?
That's less than a pound. What's it been a pound? 14? I don't know, I'm guessing. I'm going to say 40 or 60 ounces, I reckon, is a pound.
10 ounces.
God,
why have you gone on images? Just search 10 ounces into pounds.
Stop trying to look at it.
In pounds.
He just got distracted by more shots of daddy's penis.
In pounds. Don't know.
Well, click on one of them, Jack.
That one?
God.
10 ounces is... Okay, less. There's 16 ounces in 1 pound.
Oh, so about 8 ounces then.
So 10 ounces is like... That's about 3 and a bit sausages, probably.
Yeah, so it's probably not too far off the weight of his penis. What have you searched?
Did they give you drugs today at the hospital.
I wish they did.
What did you do?
He's just said something stupid.
What?
I went, oh, 16 ounces is £1. He went, oh, so about 8 ounces then. That's irrelevant to everything.
I'm fucked, man.
All right, what are we doing today then?
We're all caught up, baby.
We're caught up with Jack.
Yeah.
Good. Jack bumper special.
Yeah.
Busy.
Now, because I injured my hand in a bit of a silly way, I thought it'd be interesting to look at some of the crazy slash silly slash goofy ways people have died.
Right.
Why don't you like that idea, Alfie?
So it's just so disrespectful.
It was just a twist beyond. It was a bit step beyond we thought it was going to be.
Yeah, what?
We thought we got injured and you just
goofy.
Changed to die.
No one's died in a goofy way.
What? Say that now.
What? They've got like.
Foreshadowing.
How I don't get how you can die in a goofy. Goofy's like, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's what? What is it?
Goofy. It's not like, you can't die. It's not a verb. You can't, how do
it's
you
what?
Die? It's not a, so like if you die in an embarrassing way,
yeah,
I can see how that could happen. But what's a goofy way?
Like
you're wearing funny glasses.
If Danny D's surfing on you and he hits you and makes your penis,
yeah,
that'd be goofy.
Goofy.
Is it goofy?
It's goofy.
Well, let's see what Jack's examples are. I'm not sure how this, are we allowed to laugh at these?
Oh, wait, how do we respond?
No, you can laugh at them.
But what is the point? So I go, ha ha ha.
Yeah, but
he's
stupid.
Died in a goofy way.
They're stupid, but someone has died.
What's the point?
Don't make me lose confidence.
No, I'm not.
This is going to be really good.
Yeah.
But okay. How do we approach it as listeners of your stories that you found? Have you found ones that are okay for us to make jokes at?
Yeah, I found one that were years ago.
How recent are they? Because there's a sort of cut-off. Like if it was like last year.
The first
year.
One is in 2022.
This country? I think if it's America, play on.
Italy?
Oh, fine. They're not going to listen to this.
Okay, let's give it a go.
I don't want someone, a close relative, hear us laughing at the way...
No, we won't laugh at it. We'll just go, that's humorous.
How have you found...
Right, so this is just a list of... We're supposed to go, oh, that's really terrible.
No,
and a comedy
humorous.
Podcast.
No, react how you would naturally react.
What have you Googled to find these?
I've gone on the Darwin Awards. So if any...
Oh,
do,
nice.
Do you know what the Darwin Awards are, Alfie?
I don't.
So the Darwin Awards honour those who tip chlorine into our gene pool. Get it?
No, don't wink at me either.
By accidentally removing their own DNA from it during their spectacular climax of a great idea gone very, very wrong.
So it's a website of funny, goofy ways people have died.
You just
accepted goofy.
Yeah, and it actually says gone very, very wrong.
Huh?
Very.
I'll give you another description. So it's basically...
I don't need one. I honestly don't need one. I generally totally understand
yeah,
what
but
it
this
is.
One makes more sense.
Okay.
It's honouring Charles Darwin, the father of evolution. Darwin Awards commemorate those who improve our gene pool by removing themselves from it in the most spectacular way possible.
Okay, so...
The same thing again, in fewer words, but mostly the same words.
And it doesn't say very, very wrong.
Right.
So...
So many.
I don't know, stink.
Fuck.
Does he stink, Stevie?
Can you smell it?
Start the episode.
Not great.
No.
I just don't get why you
spray.
Would stink.
Yeah. Shit, I forgot spray.
You haven't put spray on today?
For two days.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, I showered. Didn't I shower for you? Tell him.
That's a nice spray as well, that.
I use roll-on.
Do you? My father uses roll-on.
I don't like the spray getting up my nose.
Really? Yeah. See, I don't. I feel it's all wet after roll-on. Like,
yeah.
So is that nice?
Dry.
That's okay.
I feel a lot better now.
Up my nose, you see.
Yeah, I see.
Roll-on,
you
would never.
Roll-on's probably better for the environment.
I thought what would also be a really respectful game that wouldn't offend anyone is if I give you the title of each one, which I've made up, and you can try and guess how they're going to die.
Okay.
Okay, so there is a website. There's an actual website where someone's collated these. So it's like there's already loads of people laughing at them.
Yeah.
Is it bad if we do?
No. No.
Okay. Let's see how it goes and not make decisions until we've heard what he's got to say.
But we're all happy to, like,
I wanna
completely
hear that,
say now this was all Jack's idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
And none of us played a part.
Can we say now, however this goes, even if it lasts 10 more minutes, this all goes out?
we're not wasting this
episode.
Even
if we do one and then we go, actually, this is so disrespectful,
we're too far into it.
If at any point I say something or this gets super disrespectful, instead of bleeping it, we'll just end the episode on that word.
Okay.
You know it got too bad.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, okay. Like the end of Sopranos or something. I don't know.
Is that how Sopranos ended?
I don't know. I've heard some.
Yeah, it does. It just ends.
Does it? Right. Oh. So does everything in the end. Right.
Yeah, but normally,
yeah, in the end,
normally the end of the story
just ends.
Okay, right. This one is called "Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls."
Okay, they've fallen down a waterfall.
Right, you'd think so, wouldn't you? What do you think, Alf?
What Stevie said, probably.
Probably playing it safe.
I think. It's
well,
probably,
what else is it going to fucking be?
Well, "Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls" is a song by TLC, and didn't she get killed by a jet ski or something? She died in some.
That was Kirsty MacColl.
Yeah, but I think TLC woman died in some. She died.
All right, that's not about her.
Then someone drowned in a waterfall.
Yeah, you're back on. No. Okay, no water shortage in this Italian supermarket where a sudden tidal wave of water spelled down for a ransacker. Okay?
I don't know. None of that made any sense.
What did any of that mean?
What the fuck? Was this written
what
in
have
the
you
20s?
Just said? Water's.
Spelled doom for a ransacker.
Start right. again.
What so are you saying? Me, water's me... gone into a supermarket.
Yeah, I don't get any of it.
Oh, Urban Legends is quality, actually. Right.
Sorry, can I just say that. The one from TLC died in a car crash.
Ah, so. Oh, so it wouldn't make the Darwin Awards too boring.
Mm-hmm. Apologies.
Or just too sad.
Send one up, though.
It's another word for it.
The man, 46.
What do you mean? No, we haven't got what you started with.
Can you start? What is
the start bit?
Is that just a tartle?
Yeah,
tartle. Is that just a title?
Little tartle. Yeah, I don't like the little subtitle.
What have we got so far? There's a man.
The man, 46, was a well-known character in the city of Catolica. He snuck into the back of a closed supermarket on Easter Monday, and that break-in was to be his last. He paused to enjoy a drink.
That makes it sound like he's on loads of break-ins.
He probably has. He's a character known in the city. He paused to enjoy a drink of water, pulling a bottle from a towering tablao.
Sorry?
Table?
Okay, he's just saying it's loads of water bottles stacked on top of each other.
And the whole bloody stack collapsed on top of him like a tidal wave. Employees returned to the shop the next day and were confronted by a collapsed mess of crates. A few hours into the workday, they finally began to sort out the mess before stumbling upon the dead guy. Thanks to the CCTV footage, they were able to see the last moments of the 46-year-old's life as he tugged the bottle free and was crushed by the weight of crates. People were sad he had died, but then again...
How was, are any of these people were delighted he died?
Well, this says this on the Darwin website.
How are the words after people are sad that he died, but then again?
It says, but then again, it was twice his fault. Breaking in and alone in the store, taunting gravity to do its worst. That's the first one.
That's it? So he got crushed to death?
Yeah.
He got crushed because he tried to take one singular bottle. That's like a really shit game of Jenga.
Yeah, you won't start at the bottom. The bottom, now he's there.
What? Dead.
I just don't know what we do now.
He's probably shoplifting because he's fallen on hard times and he's trying to feed his family and he's died doing it.
Yeah, it's not good. It's
and
not
he was
great.
Thirsty.
Not great. So, let's honour him.
If anything, this episode is like really respectful because we're just honouring some people.
Okay, how would you like to honour him?
I'll honour him by drinking some water now.
Yeah, yeah. That's what he would have wanted. It is what he wants.
Yeah.
Got any more?
Nah.
What's the second one? What's the second one, Jack?
It's called "I've Got a Crush on You."
Is it about water bottles falling on someone?
That was my other title.
Okay, I've got a crush on you. Okay,
this is not going well.
The waterfall one I didn't expect. That you've given it a good name there compared to what actually happened. So yeah. "I've Got a Crush on You" makes it sound like two people are involved, and obviously someone's been crushed.
Yeah,
not by water bottles this time. I think it was a romantic gesture gone wrong, and he was crushed by a billboard.
I reckon it's a sex act gone wrong.
My worry is that we're coming up with good things and it's going to be worse. So, guessing, like that one there wasn't that good. Like, it was just some water balls fell on a bloke. And things to do with waterfalls are more exciting.
Yeah.
So my worry is that we're going to guess something good and then it's going to make the reality worse. So I'm going to go boring. Someone just got crushed by a rock fell on them.
Okeechobee.
Oh, the Okeechobee.
Nope.
Okay. Is this racist.
No, it's a place in America, isn't it?
Okeochobee County Investigation.
Oh, thank God, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, no, I would not have gone yeah. there. Right, okay. yeah. It's the place. Okay.
Right, oh. play on then, play on.
Oh my God.
Okeechobee County Investigators believe the death of Brian, 20...
Brian.
Brian. Okay, you can say Brian.
This is so disrespectful.
What year was this?
What's happening?
It's so disrespectful.
This is your idea.
When did it happen?
Did this go through Fee? Because someone should have said to you, this is a, such a terrible, offensive idea.
Fee's someone who suggested it to him.
We were in the car down and we didn't have anything else.
Right. No, but that's better not to record one.
Okay. Right.
Let's hear it.
County investigators believe the death of Brian, 28...
Young.
Was related to his wife's habit of stomping rabbits and mice for sexual pleasure.
Yeah, I was right. Yay.
Hold on, what's she getting out of stomping on rabbits and mice?
Stephanie, 29, was sentenced to 2 years of probation and community service for the death of her husband, Brian, who was found in a pit with a board over his body, crushed beneath the rear wheel of his sports.
Hmm? Come on.
This is a nightmare.
Yeah. 2 years younger than you.
I've got 15.
Mate, you haven't. I'm not doing 15 because I'll get depressed.
It's health anxiety and he can't mention anything. I know he's got 15 ways to have died.
Crushed beneath the rear wheel of his sports utility vehicle. Stephanie did not deny that she drove over her husband, but in her own defence, she released tapes to the police showing her stomping small mammals to death. She was identified by a cryptic tattoo on her lower leg. Such crush videos are sold to people who derive sexual pleasure from the sight of death, especially at the hands of a woman. It was abhorrent and cruel, said Assistant State Attorney...
Murder. You just murdered him.
Bernard Romero. My first instinct was to seek the maximum penalty, he said. But Stephanie contended that she was an unwilling participant in the video and had been beaten. And I'm not going to read that.
No, go on. No, you do your fucking research. So let's hear it.
No, based on what he just said, I don't want to hear
no,
it.
No, I want to hear it. I want to hear it this goofy way, but this goofy little quirky story.
As for her husband, his death under the wheels of his car was presumably a loving sex act between consenting adults. But a man who would lie in a special pit while a woman he groomed for crush videos drove over
him. He groomed her, did he?
Shouldn't be surprised when he winds up holding a Darwin Award.
See, I've seen Darwin Awards before, I was aware of it. Mm. And all the ones I've seen are like funnier. Like, I remember seeing one where there was a bloke who he had this apartment really high up and he had these special reinforced windows and he was getting out there bulletproof and all this. And he was showing his mates, going, look, this is how good they are. And was throwing himself against them, bouncing off. But he didn't have, like, reinforced window frames, which he did it once, and the whole window frame came
fucking
out and
hell.
Got his death. That's funny.
That's sort of like there's an irony
that's
to
like,
it.
That's his own like, fault. I mean, this is kind of his fault.
This woman's got forced groomed by a guy who, by the start of your sentence, was beating her.
This might be made up, though.
Right, well, the story is that she was groomed and forced into doing a sex act she didn't want to do.
Did you?
And then her partner died and she was punished for doing it.
Did you just take the first 15 you read? Or did you
No, I went through and I thought, that's mad. He's died because she's crushed him.
Didn't fully read it, did you?
Look through your list, because I think this is like, you know when we had to do that Bambino Becky roast thing and then there was a moment when it was going really badly and I was just looking at my list going... Fuck, there's nothing here I can say. Is it like that now?
Should we try the next one?
Yeah.
What's the title to the next one? I don't want to know.
You are a psycho because you've gone through all of these and okayed them.
And given them
quirky titles. So you've clearly read through them enough to absorb it.
All right,
go on.
Don't nut in me.
Don't nut in me.
Okay. Someone who's put loads of peanuts in their vagina and they've had an allergic reaction.
You're
and
not
died.
My life.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, it's a sexual act type thing with a nut.
Okay,
and
is it
they're allergic
to the vagina?
in one of the most explicit deaths of the year. The year was 1931.
Okay, there we go. Play on.
Play on.
Death of
Martin. Give me the year first.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the last one was 1842.
Oh.
Yeah.
What? In their truck.
In their truck and posting stomping videos online.
I was just accepting it. Fair enough.
Okay, 1931.
Yeah, 1931 saw the death of Martha Hendricks, who died after a sexual encounter.
It's not with a. If it's with a fucking squirrel, I'm going.
with a man she on online dating.
It's not 1931, is it, Jack?
How long ago was this?
It's not 1931.
It's 2021.
2021.
Look at Robbie's had enough.
What's what happened?
Right.
That's so recent.
Ronnie Cash.
The family are not over it.
Ronnie
during
Cash.
During the pandemic.
Ronnie Cash, who was from Knutsford in England.
Oh, he's in it. No, we're not in the ones in England.
Knutsford.
What? They genuinely might. Someone connected to this pod will be like, but the chances are someone who knows someone will have a connection.
Well, 6 degrees of separation. Someone's going to be able to.
He was a worker in a factory that produced the popular confectionery Walnut Whips. Ronnie had a particularly busy day in the factory before heading straight from work to meet Martha. After a lovely evening out, Martha began performing fellatio on Ronnie. Ronnie, unaware that his day job was producing walnut-based goods. Martha had an extreme allergy to nuts and sadly passed away from Ronnie's potent semen.
That's just really sad.
I made it up.
Oh, good.
Did you actually?
Yeah, I made it up.
Oh, good.
And I thought this was really clever. Listen to this. Ronnie Cash, who was from Knutsford. Did you get it?
Yeah, because everyone went Knutsford. Yeah.
Ronnie Cash, who...
Cashew.
Ronnie Cash, who was from Knutsford.
Right, okay,
yeah, that one was made up, so we get away with that one.
That's good.
Clever.
Am I getting cancelled?
Can we put the title as the worst episode ever?
Where are you going, Robbie? Why is it the worst episode ever?
It's funny how there's so much silence after you tell the story.
What are you doing, Robbie?
I've got these things, right? You told me to get these at the most awkward moment that I felt about, right? Remember I was talking about that really good drink that was better than Bailey's?
Yeah.
Well, the guy sent you some.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Only three?
Lovely.
Oh, that's all right, mate. You have it.
Thanks.
No, you said I've got my own.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you then.
Five
that's lovely.
County Cork, Ireland.
This is my favourite kind of drink.
Well, single batch.
Have a little sip now.
Irish cream liquor, 17%.
This is tough.
Right.
Do you shake it first?
This isn't.
I have.
Not getting paid, by the way. There's no.
Well, thank you, Five Farms.
Thank you,
Five Farms.
I'm going to say thank you if I like.
For me, please. Thank you.
Right, have a little taste together and tell me that is not the greatest drink ever.
It smells like Bailey's.
Yeah.
Cheers.
It's like mega Bailey's.
Yes, nice.
Really nice.
Oh, smoother than Bailey's.
Yeah.
Look, it tastes more alcoholic than Bailey's, but yeah, I like it.
17%.
Yeah, keep drinking it, lads, because this we're free. We're
I just
free
have to do free. Anything. I'm just going to get anything out of the fridge when it goes bad again.
Mm. I finished it.
Suicide?
What?
No, because it's suicide. Obviously to do with suicide. Mm.
All right,
or have
it.
You just done
Fuck
a suicide
just do it.
Pun?
Just do it. Suicide, someone who covers himself throwing in the sea. Just
this
be that,
this was listed in a Darwin Award page once. Guy decided to commit suicide, so he ties a noose round his neck to a cliff next to a cliff over the ocean, swallows poison, sets himself on fire, and jumps off the cliff. The rope breaks. He falls in the ocean, putting out the fire. The cold water makes him throw up the poison, and as someone tries to rescue him, he dies of hypothermia.
That's just made up, isn't it? It's not real.
Well, then we're fine, then.
That's fine, then. So, that's good.
I think poor bloke. He must have been in a fucking terrible
way. I hope he's doing better now. Yeah.
He's dead.
Do you want me to try and tell you one from memory?
Dead. Sorry. No. I hope he's doing better than dead.
I hope he's doing better now.
Yeah, I hope he's in a better place than this video.
Well, did you just say, do you want me to tell you one from memory?
Yeah, I've got one that I can sort of... It was quite long, so I just thought I'd read it and then... Tell you about it.
Yeah,
later.
I mean, we're at that point. Yeah.
I'm going to sit back and relax. Today.
Right.
How long we got, Fee?
You're at 50 minutes.
Right. So we're at 50 minutes.
Take you to the corner of the pods and run down the clock.
So we're at 50 minutes raw. What about when we cut?
You're
dinosaur.
Raw.
Oh, you scared me.
Yeah. When we've cut out all the bad bits, what are we on, Fee?
About 3.5 minutes.
3.5 minutes, right. Okay. You got the bit about the fingers?
Oh, 3 minutes.
Right. I'm going to call this one...
Just...
He's doing it from his head.
I'm not dead, Your Honour.
Right? Okay, that sounds like a Happy Hour reference.
Yeah, so there's like a bloke, right? There's a bloke. This was like 1920s or something.
It was actually... Was there any internet involved?
Yeah.
No. There wasn't any internet involved.
The next time he's driving his Tesla Cybertruck.
This is about a 19th century lawyer.
Okay, cool.
Right? So there was a guy, he was in a bar, and then these thugs burst in to the bar, and then it was all kicking off in there, right? Yeah. And he's jumped up in the melee, and there's been a huge sort of scrap and a fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then one of the thugs has been shot to death.
Shot or chopped?
Shot to death.
Shot to death.
So, there,
where's this melee happening?
Bar, yeah.
So it's a bar brawl happening.
This country?
Ohio.
So no. Hi.
so a few weeks, months down the line.
Weeks or months?
Both.
Okay.
Right. This guy who's like said he's protecting himself swears he didn't shoot anyone. Mm. Your Honour. Right.
So the guy who jumps up.
Yeah.
Is a random guy. Someone else gets shot and they think it's him.
Yeah. Yeah. One of these thieves dies, but you still can't kill thieves.
No, right. I've been told.
So there's a melee in a pub. Random guys in there.
Who are the thieves?
They just burst in to rob the pub.
Oh, right.
So they're robbers. It's not just a fight then.
They're thieves.
Thugs.
Thieves.
Is there a fight already happening?
No. They burst in and then the guy goes, I need to protect this bar.
Right.
Yeah.
This guy works at the bar?
No, but he's friends with the owners.
So the guy's just sat at his table. Some robbers come in.
Yeah.
He gets up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then so he fights them, but he reckons he just did fisticuffs, but someone's saying, oh, you shot my mate. And there is a... dead guy though, he's been shot.
Okay, have you considered that the reason it was wordy is because the detail was needed?
Yeah, yeah, but you can just Google it if you want.
No one's Googling
what
it.
What are we typing in? Hub fight dead.
Right. So he then goes, gets this lawyer involved, and the lawyer's like one of the best in the city, right? And he goes,
he's the Mark, the sexy lawyer of Ohio.
Yeah. Mm. So he goes, right, I'll sort this out. So he goes to the crime scene. And
months later, still kept it.
Well, he looks at the photos and he realises.
Right, in the 1920s.
Yeah, I'm the best lawyer. Did you go to the crime scene? Yeah. Did you? Well, those are the photos.
Actually, yeah, I forgot this was meant to be like olden days.
This is 19th century. This is 1800s.
I'm thinking there's a guy in like a suit that's a lawyer, but it's not. It's like a.
He's like a wisecrack.
A wise crack.
Yeah, he's like
the best wise crack in Ohio.
He's a stand-up comedian and lawyer.
Wise crack.
Well, he realizes, right, that because they find a gun on this man, yeah, and he goes to the lawyer. He goes, "I've got a gun. I always carry a gun. It's the 19th century. I'm in a saloon. You need a gun."
It's weird that he said it's the 19th century.
Yeah.
How often do we walk about going, "Well, it is the 21st century"?
So the lawyer goes, "Right, well, give me
five, dude."
He goes, "Give me the gun,
yeah,
and we'll see. And I've got a little test." And they find out that this man that died in this pub who got shot, his innards are
our outards now.
Are right near him, right? So he's been shot. But
what do you mean they've just found out?
No, he's looked on the photo. But this lawyer goes,
"What photo?
Little Polaroids and that."
Right.
When did they have start photos?
I don't think Polaroids were about in the 1800s.
I genuinely read this though, so unless I just skim read it.
I think you get photos in Red Dead Redemption, so I think it's
good one. Yeah. There we go.
Right, so it's fine. So the lawyer the night before he goes to court, right?
Yeah.
He gets this gun and he goes out in the wilderness.
Outside.
And he shoots like. I can't remember what he shoots, right? But he shoots like
a... Seems like quite a vital detail.
He shoots like a pig or something, right?
Right.
And the innards go mad everywhere.
The innards go mad!
Yeah, right, everywhere. And then he realises that this gun couldn't have done it.
Well, because it's too powerful.
Yeah, too powerful. So he...
Why didn't you just read it to us?
He goes back.
I prefer this way.
He goes back to his hotel room.
Uh-huh.
He shot three bullets, yeah? Yeah. Now empty.
So he's got three bullets into this pig.
I don't even know.
What do you mean it's now empty?
He's used it all. Right?
All three bullets.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
gun has three?
He shot it into something that has innards. Might be a pig.
Yeah.
So right.
He goes back to his hotel room. He leaves it
hotel
there.
Hotel room?
Yeah, he leaves it there.
Premier Inn.
What is happening?
This is a story. Right? So he leaves it there, and then the next day he goes, I'm going to tell the judge that not only do them bullets not work, this is where I'm really losing confidence.
No, the bullets do work.
They blew the inside of a pig out.
He's basically going to say, look, he didn't even have it. It weren't even loaded. You can't even load this gun, right?
How did he shoot
How
the
did
pig?
Not load
then?
It?
Hang on, let me just read.
How did he shoot the pig if you what? Can't load
Hold on,
it?
I what? Thought he was going to go to the judge.
This is the best lawyer in Ohio.
He went out to do an experiment that's gone, I'm actually going to tell the judge something that's completely different to the experiment I was carrying out.
You can't even. I shot a pig last night. You can't even load this gun. What? None of that makes sense. Are you sure you're a lawyer? Because you also claim to be a stand-up comedian.
Right. I'll tell you. Just give me a moment.
Right.
Shall I just read you the story?
No. Again.
No. I want to know where we're at.
Go from when he shot the pig.
Tell us what you think happened, and then we can compare it.
Yeah. So I'll tell you, and then I'll read it quickly, and we can see how it matches up.
Okay.
So he leaves it there. Next day, he's going to go. Right. I'm going to tell the judge. I've got a new theory. I'm going to tell the judge that you can't even load that gun. That gun's not even loaded. Right?
Yeah, because he just shot all the bullets out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So he's thinking ahead. So he gets the gun. Because the gun's been classified for this long. So
how did he get the gun?
Don't know.
Classified.
He's got the gun. He's going to go, look, there's no bullets.
Mm.
But surely then the bullets are already in the guy who's died.
Anyway, he gets a gun, goes to court the next
best
day.
Best lawyer in Ohio.
When does this get funny as well?
He goes to court the next day and he goes, you can't even shoot this gun. And he goes, look, I'll prove it. And he puts up against his own head and he kills the trigger. He pulls the trigger.
Kills the trigger. Yeah.
He pulls the trigger.
Yeah.
But he's picked up a different gun.
No!
And he shoots himself. And he's slumped in the chair and he says something like, I've...
He slumped in the air.
Do you know what? He is the best lawyer in Ohio. He is... To get his plan off, he's blowing them brains out.
Yeah. He says what?
He says, I've shot myself.
Yeah. He shot himself in the brain and said, oh shit, I've shot myself.
Yeah, with his last few breaths.
You're
I
gone
don't think
straight
that
away.
Happens.
Right. Tell me that this isn't the same then.
Go on then.
Author Jeremy Clay tells the strange story of the 19th century lawyer who accidentally shot himself whilst demonstrating the innocence of a defendant in a murder trial. Okay. Am I wrong yet?
No.
Right.
I have foolishly shot myself, winced Clement Vallandigham, sinking into a chair in his hotel room in a mixture of pain and mortification.
So he's not in
court. He's not in court.
All right, I got that bit wrong. The calamity, which ended the former congressman's days, happened in the town of Lebanon, Warren County, Ohio, halfway through the case he thought would be the greatest of his life. At stakes was a man's life. The Christmas Eve before, a rough and ready character called Thomas Myers had been playing cards in a private room above a bar in a nearby Hamilton when five thugs burst in and a huge brawl broke out. So we get that he's going to do something, yeah? So when it came to trial, on the evening after the prosecution had closed their arguments, Mr. Vallandigham took a piece of muslin from his hotel, headed out for open land, and conducted his own CSI Ohio experiment to establish the levels of residue left by a shot fired at point-blank range.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was muslin, but I thought it was pig.
They're the same.
Yeah.
What is muslin, then?
It's a cloth that you never hear about it until you have babies, and then babies, you get through like 300 of these things wiping up stuff.
Okay. When he was done, three live rounds remained in the chamber of his pistol. This, as we shall see, was unfortunate. Back at the Lebanon House Hotel, he was handed a parcel.
So where's all this stuff about innards going everywhere?
Yeah.
And also...
I've not had one mention of innards.
And you said he emptied it, but this just said he left three bullets in it, which is the problem.
Yeah.
And also, I haven't heard anything about him being like a stand-up comedian. Or
wise crack.
No, but he's sort of outside the box here, isn't he? He's gone,
I don't think that's what
this'll
wise
work.
Crack means. Is it?
I think it means you make wise cracks.
Yeah.
Maybe he does at one point.
Okay,
let's
keep
find
going.
Out.
So, still flush with the success of his tests, the lawyer began explaining to a visitor that Myers had actually shot himself, then had a sudden brainwave. He'd stage his own demonstration. He grabbed the pistol, put it in his pocket, drew it slowly, turned the muzzle on himself and pulled the trigger. Bang. The unfortunate advocate had demonstrated the reasonableness of his theories, reported the Leeds Times, but at the cost of his life. But the dark farce was still not played out. Hardly was he in his grave before another man killed himself while... I don't know what this even means, but you get what I'm saying.
What's the next bit?
Can you read? I don't get it.
But the dark farce was still not played out. Hardly was he in his grave before another man killed himself while trying precisely in the same way to demonstrate how Mr. Vallandigham had met his death, said the Fife Herald. What became of McGeehan? He was acquitted, only to be shot himself in Hamilton a few years later.
I don't get the point he was trying to make about shooting himself. Why did he
was saying that? This guy, it must have been him shooting himself, whatever, but he's done it on himself and killed himself.
But why has he done that? Why is he just going to have been shooting himself?
To prove you can do it.
But then he knew he was going to die.
Yeah, not my best one, that.
Your one was a bit better than the reality, really.
Yeah.
Because it had pig guts.
Yeah. So it proves it's better to make
this
stuff
nice.
Up.
This made me feel a bit, this made me feel a bit sleepy, you know?
Has it?
Yeah.
I've hugged it.
Do you want a couple more?
It's a Darwin death.
I think we need them.
Stop harping on about it. This is harping, my best title.
A harp falls on them.
The noise.
Kettle's boiled.
Stop harping on about it.
Harping.
Heart pin. Sewing.
Sewing. Sewing machine in the heart.
Yeah.
Do you want to guess?
Someone's got a little pin. That they're, you know, like a little pin that you
or
wear.
Or a badge. Got a badge on, and they've stabbed,
and they've stabbed their own heart.
This one is from like the person's perspective. So it's
but
like,
they're dead.
What year?
Don't know, honestly.
Hold on.
I'm not going to lie.
Whose perspective?
They say my great grandfather died from this.
Okay. Not their perspective. Though.
Every story's from someone's perspective.
Yeah, they've put this on, like, you can laugh at this.
Did they say that?
Put it on the Darwin website.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
My great-grandfather died from a sewing needle that was mistakenly left by my great-grandmother in his pants after she mended a hole.
Okay.
He noticed something was hurting on his leg and he rubbed the leg muscle with the sharp pain. He unknowingly rubbed the needle into his leg. The needle travels to his heart and killed him.
Huh?
Is that possible?
Fucking hell, yeah, because splinters do that, don't they? If you get it in the hand, they come out the top or something.
What?
Happened to my mum. She got a big splinter. She had to get an operation in the end, but it, like, travels round. It's really weird. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I did.
What? If a needle goes in your thigh...
It can go in your heart.
It'll go up to your heart.
It got in, like, an artery.
Why didn't he... I mean, you know, I'm sorry for your loss, but why did he not go... I'm going to pull my pants down and see why my legs hurt. Why
did you shy?
Yeah.
Different times.
Yeah, so send one up for him.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it, that one. I've got this one. Tado.
Tado?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Like a Simpsons reference.
Tado.
Like ta-da.
Yeah, magical, like, and Simpsons
what's
together.
The second bit you're saying, is it dough?
Dough is like, you big dummy.
Like how Homer always goes, dough.
A magic trick that's gone wrong.
Yes, yeah. Robbie. Now we're cooking on gas.
Okay, here we go. This is going to be the best one.
A street performer from Los Angeles. Oh, and this was 1977.
Cool.
Okay. What month?
January.
Before my lifetime. Play on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. A street performer.
We're all now. We can laugh at anything that happened before we were all alive.
Yeah.
And that's really me. We're talking about.
A street performer from Los Angeles named Andy Magic tragically lost his life in 1977 when a magic trick went horrifically wrong. Andy Magic had gathered his largest crowd to date as seven of his friends and family congregated at the end of the famous Santa Monica Pier.
Can you say his largest crowd to date? Seven of his friends and family.
Sounds like
Twitch streams. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not great at it. He's not dynamite.
Sounds like my Twitch stream.
Yeah. So they gather at the end of the famous Santa Monica Pier for his biggest stunt ever. Andy, who had only taken up magic 6 months before the disaster, attempted a trick called Andy's Floating Box. According to Andy's friend, after Andy's untimely death, Andy was to hide five oxygen tanks.
I reckon that's the most someone said Andy in any period of time. Every other word was Andy.
What about Woody in Toy Story 1? Think about it. Andy was to hide five oxygen tanks at the bottom of a crate before hiding inside the crate and get his friend to pretend to lock it with a fake padlock. You can see where this is going, can't you? Oh. Andy's plan was to throw himself into the ocean, have the crate sink initially, and then the oxygen tank would push the crate to the surface. However, Andy Magic met his fate that day after forgetting to hide the oxygen tanks inside. So seven of his dearest friends and family gathered to watch newly formed magician Andy Magic hide himself into a crate and throw himself in the ocean. Andy's box was recovered 25 minutes later by Sea Patrol, who opened the box.
With a ta-da.
To find Andy dead.
Oh. I feel like forgetting the oxygen tanks is quite a big part of that trick.
Yeah, goofy twat.
I mean, people moaning about health and safety and that, but there should have been someone checking that.
But yeah, also
quite,
he
that's
said
a horrible, fucking horrible.
Yeah, it'd be awful. Like, yeah, but he
like
said locked,
generally my nightmare. Probably
he said his mate was locking up with a fake padlock, so why couldn't he just get out?
Yeah, open the case again.
Yeah, that's good. That Stevie, that is okay. Good.
Well done, Jack. That's it now.
Now, let's go for more. He said he's got 15.
Do you want, I'll give you the option. Do you want water balls up? Do you want
no.
Shit a brick?
Maybe.
Or how about that for a segue?
Let's do shit a brick.
I think shit a brick, because I'm hoping it's someone shits out a brick.
Yeah, well, that's Robbie.
And that's literally my only.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do shit a brick.
Okay, shit a brick. Shit a brick.
Does it involve arse doctors?
Kind of.
I didn't even finish my sentence before you said kind of. Does it involve kind of?
Yeah, it does involve stuff.
Okay, this was this momentarily incredible stupidity was verified in a respected medical journal. Okay.
Okay, so this is old.
A 20-year-old man arrived.
Who knows?
No one's on a respected medical journal recently. No respected ones.
A 20-year-old man arrived at the emergency room. Oh, he didn't die. This guy didn't die.
Oh, here we go. This is more like it.
Play on. Does it play on?
Right, yeah, play on.
A 20-year-old man arrived at the emergency room complaining of rectal pain. Abdominal films revealed a radiopaque object in the lower rectum. Upon questioning, the patient said that he had been fooling around with a close friend. After stirring a batch of concrete mix, the patient laid on his back with his feet up the wall while his friend poured the slurry through a funnel into his rectum. Under general anesthesia, the mass was delivered without incident. Examination of the specimen revealed a perfect concrete cast of the rectum, measuring 12 times 7 times 5 centimetres and weighing 275 grams. A layer of concrete was chipped off the upper part of the specimen, revealing a white plastic ping pong ball. The radiolunacy observed in the abdominal X-ray. The cement was an attempt to retrieve a ping pong ball. Blood alcohol level was negative. The attending physician recommended a psychiatric consultation, but the patient declined.
That's like that. Fuck. I know an old lady who swallowed a fly, yeah, but with your ass. Yeah. A dirty version of that. Perhaps he'll die.
How did they get that out, I wonder?
Don't know.
Well, they said without having to, just he passed it.
Sticky Vicky vibes.
That song I just started talking about, just don't distract from your story. I know a lady will swallow a fly, perhaps she'll die. That's like your hypochondria, isn't it?
Yeah.
That extreme, I'm going to fucking die then.
Because she eats something else to get the fly, don't
yeah.
she?
Yeah.
She's like a spider and a cat.
But why, if you swallow a fly, do you think I'm going to die? You're not.
Yeah, but I can see her thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you think.
So, what about this one? What are balls up?
Okay.
One morning, so this is again firsthand, they saw it. One morning, I was called to the emergency room by the head ER nurse. She directed me to a patient who had refused to describe his problem other than to say that he needed a doctor who took care of men's probs. The patient...
Probs?
Problems.
Okay, come on.
The patient...
They said props.
That's what I was confused
about.
It's
like men's probs.
Yeah.
Men's probs.
Sad face.
Is that what you said there as well?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're a podcast that talks about our feelings now, so...
Yeah.
Props. Okay. The patient, about 40, was pale, feeble, and obviously uncomfortable, and had little to say as he nervously opened his trousers to expose a bit of blistered red and black and blue scrotal skin.
Are you freaking yourself out?
Yeah. After I asked the nurse to leave us, the patient permitted me to remove his trousers, shorts, and 2 or 3 metres of foul-smelling, stained bandage around his scrotum, which was swollen to twice the size of a grapefruit and extremely tender. a jagged zigzag.
Make it sound tasty.
Is this why you're a fruitarian now?
Yeah, I can't deal with this.
A jagged a jagged zigzag laceration, oozing pus and blood, extended down the left scrotum.
How many scrotums has he got?
Amid the matted hair, blistered skin, and various wounds, I saw some half-buried dark linear objects and asked the patient what they were. He replied that he had injured himself in the machine shop where he worked a few days prior and had
nice.
And had closed the laceration himself with a heavy-duty stapling gun. The dark objects were one-inch staples of the type used to putting up plasterboards. We x-rayed the patient's scrotum to locate the staples, admitting him to the hospital, and gave him a tetanus jab, a broad spectrum of antibacterial therapies, and then it was time for surgery. 8 rusty staples were retrieved, and then the skin edges were trimmed and freshened.
The rest of it is lovely.
This is going to come back up.
The left testes.
It's just what Five Farms won. I've seen their product vomiting up on a podcast.
Like that Family Guy scene. The left testes had been torn away and was missing. The stump.
Sorry, he's lost one of his testicles.
Yeah.
How?
The stump of the spermatic cord was removed at the inguinal cord canal. Debrided and the vessels ligated properly, though not much of a hematoma was present. Don't know what that means. Through and through,
hematoma.
Penrose drains were sutured loosely inside and the skin was loosely closed. Before his release from the hospital, the patient confided the rest of his story to me.
So he didn't die either?
No, but he's about to say what happened. What do you think happened?
Oh, right. I thought that... Oh, I see.
So it wasn't a factory accident?
Trying to do
staple his balls for fun.
Trying to transition themselves.
Oh, okay.
But I heard Sean Atwood talk about that on True Geordie podcast. Someone done that.
An unmarried loner, he usually didn't leave the machine shop at lunchtime with his co-workers. Finding himself alone, he had begun the regular practice of masturbating by holding his penis against the canvas drive belt of a large floor-based piece of running machinery. One day, as he approached orgasm, he lost his concentration and leaned too close to the belt. When his scrotum suddenly became caught between the pulley wheel and the drive belt, he was thrown into the air and landed a few feet away. Unaware...
He'd been thrown into the air by the scrotum? Wow. But maybe he does have more than one now.
Your manager's there. He broke a nail. Carry on.
Unaware that he had lost his left testy and perhaps too stunned to feel too much pain, he stapled the wound closed and resumed work. I can only assume he abandoned this method of self-gratification.
Fucking hell.
He got away with saying that it was just an accident and whatnot. Why has he then gone... Can I tell you a quick secret before I leave?
No one believes it's just an accident for these. No one's hoovering naked and the thing goes up their arse.
No, but he didn't need to give the details. He got away, he could leave. He didn't have to go, by the way, I was actually masturbating.
I wonder how nice it must be to have your penis up against that machinery. So it's quite...
must be fucking amazing if you're going to risk ripping your balls off.
Yeah.
I'm going straight after this.
You go to gym, don't you?
Yeah.
Try it on a treadmill when you're next there.
No.
Frigid.
Last one, short one. How about that for a segue?
Yeah.
James William Jimmy Heseldon, OBE.
Oh, is that one name?
Yeah. Jimmy, cool. Let's call him Jimmy. OBE was an English entrepreneur, a former coal miner. He became wealthy.
Fucking hell. Learn to read.
He became wealthy by manufacturing.
He's nervous now.
He manufactured the Hesco Bastian Barrier System. In 2009, he purchased Segway Inc. He's the man that bought Segway to the masses.
What, the same man who did the Hesco Bastian Barrier did that?
Yeah.
No way.
Well, he didn't invent the Segway. He invented the barrier.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
Do you actually know it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know what that was.
No, I've got no clue, Jack.
Yeah, so he invented that barrier.
Yeah.
And then he bought Segway.
Quality.
On the morning of 26th of September 2010, Heseldon was riding a Segway while walking his dog near Thorpe Arch when he reversed the Segway to allow a fellow dog walker to get past him. He fell from a nearby cliff into the River Wharfe. A rugged country version of a Segway was found in the water. The coroner concluded that Heseldon had died of multiple blunt force injuries of the chest, spine, consistent with a fall whilst riding a gyro bike. His estate, bequeathed to his widow and family, was worth over $340 million, and he was ranked in the top 400 members of the Sunday Times Rich List. So the guy that bought Segway died on a Segway.
That's terrible.
That's what you're hoping for.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that is... recent in this country, very sad.
Not good, is it?
No.
Not, but that's not a funny one. I just,
oh, yeah, you wanted to end it heartwarming.
Haven't you got some mental thing about Segways?
Yeah, I used to think, bring it up.
Yeah, I think you should get away from that.
Yeah, I used to think that Segway, you had to think what way you were going. And the Segway would go that way.
Right.
Because I saw it.
Fucking hell, that would be amazing. I
saw it on the Gadget Show, Channel 5.
Great show.
And like, because he said you basically just only slightly like lean into it. But I took that as like, you only have to slightly lean it, but the rest, it knows what way you want to go. So you're like, left, please. And then it goes left.
Yeah.
Like a Ouija board.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
You should invent it.
I might.
Yeah. If you have any time.
Yeah, I wish I invented that fucking barrier, the Hesco Bastion barrier.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening anymore.
That's a good one.
That was a weird episode.
Yeah.
Don't let me plan them then, if you don't like it.
Yeah, I mean...
Cool deal.
Is that better than Urban Legends?
It was more offensive.
Yeah, it was a refreshing change.
Am I getting cancelled?
We'll let Reddit decide.
Fuck them. I don't find any of them funny.
Why'd you read them out then? And
you were cracking up.
At the start, you said funny, goofy.
Out of respect.
That's the most I've seen you laugh.
That was very respectful. So that whole thing is more respectful than just looking at the stories and going, I'm not reading them out.
I think you say you don't find anything funny. I think when the guy got thrown in the air by a scrotum was quite funny.
Yeah.
I thought the cement one was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
the
silly.
The ones where they didn't say their names were funny. Mm. The ones where it was someone that was well reported in the newspaper dying in a horrible way. Not
also, the two you mentioned, scrotum and cement, neither of them died. So the ones where people just got...
I made up the nut one, the semen nut.
Mm. Yeah.
And I made up Jimmy Magic.
Did you?
You made up the
Andy
Magic one.
Andy Magic, yeah. I made it up.
Why are you making them up?
Just see.
Is that why it didn't make sense?
Yeah.
And yeah, why,
that, why would you make that up? That's not funny.
To try and just add a little bit of colourful ones.
But he drowned to death in a box.
It's fiction, Alf.
Yeah, I know, but why, when you're going, I'm going to do a pod episode of goofy, funny deaths, would you do this poor, like, struggling magician got trapped in a box?
Only seven people came, and he's his friends and family, and he's like...
So he drowned to death in front of his friends and family in a box.
So, right, let's analyse this and try and work out how we can do better in future. It's important to learn from mistakes.
That's the worst one. That was the one that made me the most sad. You made it up.
Right, what was good?
He's a monster.
What was good?
That was goofy.
Concrete in the arse.
Goofball.
Yeah. Scrotum thrown in the air.
Yeah.
How about if instead the episode had been funny sex things that have happened?
I can do that.
Where people survived.
I can do that.
We'll see.
No, because the only other sex thing that happened and someone died, none of us liked.
Which one was that?
The weird stomping one with the car crushing a man.
That wasn't funny sex.
And that wasn't, that's
like
crushed by a truck.
Yeah. If the person who had been thrown in the air by a scrotum had died, we'd still find it quite funny.
Yeah.
As long as Jack didn't name the person.
We'll leave it there then.
Come back in the future with one about just sex things.
We'll leave it there, shall we?
Thanks for putting the effort into host that episode.
Nice one, man. Smashed it. Smashed it, boy.
It's been Jack Makes Happy Hour podcast. Dumb ways to die.
I don't see.
So many dumb ways.
I thought you said you were being respectful.
That's a respectful song.
Segway guy had like friends and family.
Yeah.
Did you know that song was actually written about like for like crossing roads and shit?
Yeah, the hedgehogs, mate.
No, that's two completely different things.
King of the Road.
King of the Road.
Was it in the pod or is it finished?
It's done.
Finished now.
Mate's Happy Hour.